SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran has launched multiple attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors, and Israel has been attacked as well, with two people killed near Tel Aviv, according to the BBC's Yolande Nell.
Iran fired missiles carrying cluster warheads at Tel Aviv overnight in what state television said was retaliation for Israel's assassination of Ali Larijani. Arab Gulf states have also come under renewed Iranian missile and drone fire. As the U.S. and Israel continue to attack Iran, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, has repeated his call for maximum restraint to avoid a nuclear accident. On Tuesday evening, a projectile hit near the Bushehr nuclear power plant without reports of damage.
Israel has hit Lebanon with strikes, it says, targeted at Iran-backed Hezbollah terrorists. President Trump is cheering the Senate's vote to start debate on the Save America Act. The election integrity bill requires photo ID and proof of citizenship to vote. Senate Republican leader John Thune says ID is required for just about everything else.
Whether it's opening a bank account, getting a hotel room, picking up prescription drugs, you need a card in many cases just to get into a library. I mean, these are things that are just basic, fundamental aspects of our everyday life. We certainly ought to be able to apply them to something as important as voting in this country.
Democrats oppose voter ID. A GOP-led House committee has subpoenaed Attorney General Bondi to answer questions about the Jeffrey Epstein investigation and files. She has been ordered to appear for a deposition on April 14th. Fed policymakers wrap up their latest two-day meeting today. No change in interest rates is expected. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 247 points. This is SRN News. Men and women spend their time differently.
That's the conclusion of a wide-ranging new study from the Pew Research Center, which considers a variety of daily activities, including work, exercise, and relaxation. When it comes to daily time spent on religious or civic activities, women outpace men, especially as both grow older. Amongst Americans in their 70s, women spend about 35 minutes a day on faith or civic activities compared to 27 minutes for men. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll asks moms about church. It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services on a regular basis is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked about what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically to mothers. This is SRN News. The robot umpire system for overturning balls and strike calls is going to be used in the majors this season.
The abbreviation for the setup is ABS, but the most important letters might just be SIZE, as in the strike zone for some of the game's tallest players. The top and the bottom of the strike zone for baseball giants have long been two areas for umpires, but the ABS system provides an opportunity for a closer look, and there are some big dudes in baseball. San Francisco Giants rookie Bryce Eldridge is 6'7 and a half. The Yankees' Aaron Judge stands 6'7, but many swear he's closer to 6'9. Jason Walker reporting.
Venezuela has won the World Baseball Classic for the first time, rebounding from a blown eighth-inning lead to beat the United States by a score of 3-2. More details, SRNNews.com.